This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. can now test several million daily coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge that's keeping track of the results. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that the differences remain with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, but that she was optimistic legislation could be pushed through before Election Day. Pelosi, the top elected U.S. Democrat, said she wanted a bill passed before the November 3rd presidential election between the Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but she also acknowledged that an agreement would have to come within 48 hours for that to happen. Brazil reported nearly 11,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 230 deaths from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry on Sunday. The South American country has now registered more than 5 million, in fact, 5.2 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll from COVID-19 has risen to more than 153,000, nearly 154,000, according to the ministry data, in the world's most fatal outbreak outside of the United States. And Panama is the latest country to offer travelers a COVID-19 test when they arrive at its main airport. It's a little less than a week after resuming international flights following a seven-month suspension due to the pandemic. The tests are meant to prevent the import of new cases. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Despite a second attempt at a ceasefire, Armenia and Azerbaijan accused one another of violating the new truce agreement in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. And this is a day after it was put in place. France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners and on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs. Police union source said on Sunday that 2 days after Russian-born Islamists beheaded a teacher, France's interior ministry, responsible for expelling foreigners, was not available to confirm the information, which had been initially reported by Europe One. France defines extremists as people who engage in a process of radicalization and are likely to want to go abroad to join terrorist groups or take part in terrorist activities. A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is about to reach out and make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend the boulder-packed surface of asteroid Bennu on Tuesday and snatch a handful of rubble. It will be America's first crack at collecting asteroid samples for return to Earth, a feat accomplished so far only by Japan. Scientists want to bring back at least 2 ounces worth of Bennu. After a handful's worth, the spacecraft can touch down to do more than 3 times to grab enough rubble. The samples will not arrive on Earth until the year 2023. Israel and Bahrain on Sunday agreed to establish formal diplomatic ties. The agreement makes Bahrain the fourth Arab state to normalize the ties with Israel, and it clears the way for establishment of embassies and ambassadors between the two nations. Israel's agreements with the UAE and Bahrain have marked diplomatic victories for the Trump administration and for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they have come under heavy criticism from the Palestinians, who have long counted on a unified Arab stance that recognition of Israel should come only after Palestinians achieve an independent state of their own. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Nevada Sunday as his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, stumped in North Carolina, both candidates courting swing states as the final presidential debate looms later in the week. At least 27.7 million Americans have cast ballots either by mail or in person ahead of the November 3rd election. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.